Welcome to David Maister's Business Masterclass, a series of advanced business seminars exploring principles and practices for success in professional businesses.
Hello, I'm David Maister. This special 25-episode podcast collection is selected from live recordings of my lectures, workshops, and speaking engagements. A companion video edition of this series is available through my new Maister Moments videocast. The entire Maister Moments video collection is also available in a special DVD compilation, which can be found at my website, davidmaister.com. We all say that we want relationships and we want to be good at romance, but we haven't all thought through the actions and behaviors that are necessary to create those things. In this clip, we begin to explore the necessary skills. Let me do David's learning here, because remember, I have no inherent people skills. Everything I've learned along the way, I'm from my spouse. Let me tell you what I've learned from my spouse. I've learned that what the key to listening is actually remembering. You see, as a husband, forgive me with the male caricatures here, but again, it happens to be true of this male. I thought listening was just getting through the conversation with my spouse, going, yes, dear. Right? And as long as I could survive the conversation, I had fulfilled my role. It turns out that's not true. That the test of whether I'm listening is my wife happens to be into handicrafts, and she'll come back from a class showing me some new stitch that she's come up with, and, about Nancy the bitch who was destroying the class and interrupting everybody. Here's the test 3 weeks later when she comes back from the next class. Can I, without being prompted, say, by the way, how did the teacher like, your new stitch? And, did Nancy behave herself this week? Now, again, I'm not trying to be silly. I'm trying to be dead serious. That's when you prove to the other person that you're a good listener. Are you with me on this? The word is trivial. We've all heard it. Doing it is not easy. Obvious, not easy. How good a listener are you really? Do you actually remember what they're worried about, not what you think they should be worried about? Does that distinction make sense? What else can we say? To be good at relationships in real life, good at building romance, what do you have to be good at? Anyone over here? Come on, I know you're lawyers, but I assume you got married. How many? Let me just test. This is an interesting question. How many of you would say you want to have one of the all-time great marriages? Yeah, it's about typical for a lawyer, probably. The key to being a good communicator is talking when there is nothing to talk about. If you're married, you know this one, right? If you only talk to each other when the kids have been arrested, we better get together and talk about how we're going to deal with this. You will deal with all the issues, you will not build the relationship. And again, I'm not trying to be idealistic. I mean, you're not going to get this other person to give you what you want if the only time you ever talk is when there's something to talk about. It turns out, I don't like this conclusion, but it's true, is that if you really want to build a relationship with a client, you actually have to find opportunities to take them for a cup of coffee or a drink. And again, whatever socially works in your social circle and whatever is your version. And I'm not saying this is morally required. I'm merely saying it's the way the world works. And if you want the benefits, you put the work in. So there you have some beginning ideas. Your task now is to complete the list. What do you think are the key actions that make someone great at relationships? If you wanted to set out to build one of the all-time mutually beneficial, mutually respectful marriages, what are the things that you would have to do to earn such a great relationship? You need to know what those actions and skills are so that you can bring them into your business relationship. This podcast series is now available for purchase, both as a single episode and as part of a DVD set, from my website, davidmaister.com/store, S-T-O-R-E. I'm also pleased to announce that my forthcoming book, Strategy and the Fat Smoker, is available for pre-order from this same location.